knowledge of priceless value from every other person present. If you follow this plan persistently, you will be almost certain to uncover and appropriate the secret formula by which Andrew Carnegie acquired his huge fortune, as referred to in the author's introduction. Tributes to the author from great American leaders. Think and Grow Rich was 25 years in the making. It is Napoleon Hill's newest book, based upon his famous Law of Success philosophy. His work and writings have been praised by great leaders in finance, education, politics, government. Supreme Court of the United States, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Hill, I have now had an opportunity to finish reading your Law of Success textbooks, and I wish to express my appreciation of the splendid work you have done in the organization of this philosophy. It would be helpful if every politician in the country would assimilate and apply the 17 principles upon which your lessons are based. It contains some very fine material, which every leader in every walk of life should understand. I am happy to have had the privilege of rendering you some slight measure of help in the organization of this splendid course of common sense philosophy. Sincerely yours, William H. Taft, former President and former Chief Justice of the United States. King of the 5 and 10 cent stores. By applying many of the 17 fundamentals of the Law of Success philosophy, we have built a great chain of successful stores. I presume it would be no exaggeration of fact if I said that the Woolworth Building might properly be called a monument to the soundness of these principles. F. W. Woolworth. A great steamship magnate. I feel greatly indebted for the privilege of reading your Law of Success. If I had had this philosophy 50 years ago, I suppose I could have accomplished all that I have done in less than half the time. I sincerely hope the world will discover and reward you. Robert Dollar. Famous American labor leader. Mastery of the Law of Success philosophy is the equivalent of an insurance policy against failure. Samuel Gompers. A former President of the United States. May I not congratulate you on your persistence? Any man who devotes that much time must of necessity make discoveries of great value to others. I am deeply impressed by your interpretation of the mastermind principles, which you have so clearly described. Woodrow Wilson. A merchant prince. I know that your 17 fundamentals of success are sound because I have been applying them in my business for more than 30 years. John Wanamaker. World's largest maker of cameras. I know that you are doing a world of good with your Law of Success. I would not care to set a monetary value on this training because it brings to the student qualities which cannot be measured by money alone. George Eastman. A nationally known business chief. Whatever success I may have attained, I owe entirely to the application of your 17 fundamental principles of the Law of Success. I believe I have the honor of being your first student. William Wrigley, Jr. Publisher's Preface. This audiobook conveys the experience of more than 500 men of great wealth who began at scratch, with nothing to give in return for riches except thoughts, ideas, and organized plans. Here you have the entire philosophy of money-making, just as it was organized from the actual achievements of the most successful men known to the American people during the past 50 years. It describes what to do, also how to do it. It presents complete instructions on how to sell your personal services. It provides you with a perfect system of self-analysis that will readily disclose what has been standing between you and the big money in the past. It describes the famous Andrew Carnegie formula of personal achievement, by which he accumulated hundreds of millions of dollars for himself and made no fewer than a score of millionaires of men to whom he taught his secret. Perhaps you do not need all that is to be found in the audiobook. No one of the 500 men from whose experiences it was written did. But you may need one idea, plan, or suggestion to start you toward your goal. Somewhere in the audiobook you will find this needed stimulus. The book was inspired by Andrew Carnegie after he had made his millions and retired. It was written by the man...